The Army Corps plans to install defenses to keep invasive carp from getting past a crucial choke point at the Brandon Road Lock and Dam in Joliet, Illinois. That includes using noisemakers, a bubble curtain, and an electric barrier. If the fish invades Lake Michigan, fishery specialist Titus Seilheimer with Wisconsin Sea Grant says that could change the food web.
We already have issues with quagga mussels filtering the algae, which means less zooplankton, which means less food for the little fish, which means less food for the big fish. So if we throw in another fish that is actually a filter feeder as well, that could be a concern for our fisheries.
Invasive carp threaten the $7 billion fishing industry and $15 billion recreational boating industry on the Great Lakes. The project may take up to 8 years to build. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.